Chapter 127. When I got home from school, Father was still out at work, so I unlocked the front door and went inside and took my coat off. I went into the kitchen and put my things on the table, and one of the things was this book, which I had taken into school to show to Siobhan. I made myself a raspberry milkshake and heated it up in the microwave, and then went through to the living room to watch one of my Blue Planet videos about life in the deepest parts of the ocean. The video was about the sea creatures who live around sulfur chimneys, which are underwater volcanoes where gases are ejected from the Earth's crust into the water. Scientists never expected there to be any living organisms there because it was so hot and so poisonous, but there are whole ecosystems there. I like this bit because it shows you that there's always something new that science can discover, and all the facts that you take for granted can be completely wrong. And also, I like the fact that they're filming in a place which is harder to get to than the top of Mount Everest, but is only a few miles away from sea level. And it's one of the quietest and darkest and most secret places on the surface of the Earth. And I like imagining that I'm there sometimes, in a spherical metal submersible with windows that are 30 centimeters thick to stop them from imploding under the pressure. And I imagine that I am the only person inside it, and that it's not connected to a ship at all, but it can operate under its own power, and I can control the motors and move anywhere I want to on the seabed, and I can never be found. Father came home at 5:48 p.m. I heard him come through the front door. Then he came into the living room. He was wearing a lime green and sky blue check shirt, and there was a double knot on one of his shoes, but not on the other. He was carrying an old advert for Fussell's milk powder, which was made of metal and painted with blue and white enamel and covered with little circles of rust which were like bullet holes, but he didn't explain why he was carrying this. He said, "Howdy, pardner," which is a joke he does. And I said, "Hello." I carried on watching the video, and Father went into the kitchen. I had forgotten that I had left my book lying on the kitchen table because I was too interested in the Blue Planet video. This is what is called relaxing your guard, and it's what you must never do if you're a detective. It was 5:54 p.m. when Father came back into the living room. He said, "What is this?" But he said it very quietly, and I didn't realize that he was angry because he wasn't shouting. He was holding the book in his right hand. I said, "It's a book I'm writing." And he said, "Is this true? Did you talk to Mrs. Alexander?" He said this very quietly as well, so I still didn't realize that he was angry. And I said, "Yes." Then he said, "Holy fucking Jesus, Christopher, how stupid are you?" This is what Siobhan says is called a rhetorical question. It has a question mark at the end, but you're not meant to answer it because the person who's asking it already knows the answer. It's difficult to spot a rhetorical question.